far back do you remember?
I can remember when we moved into our new bungalow, which was on Delph Road.
Yeah.
I was only four, but I can still remember it. Mm-hmm. Because there was no road, there was no paths, just curbstones. Mm. And it was a brand new bungalow, and there's still holes for the drains and everything else. So yeah. It was really new. Other than that, I've been from Chapel Farm. I can remember little bits. You know, Mum used to take me out, but not a lot from there. I can remember the caravan. It was one of these old type caravans, and it was a family site then. It's at the back of Meadow Farm. It's just after it stopped being a farm.
Right.
They built a caravan site. And it was a good childhood there. Very good.
Good. You enjoyed it?
Yes. I did, yeah. And Delph Road, well, it was like a small community. Everybody knew everybody because everybody was moving in to new bungalows. There was nothing down the bottom end of Delph Road then. It was just sort of, about, I think it was about five bungalows at the top. So the bottom of the road was our playground, and it was all like I suppose it's just like a work site, but it was just heaps of dirt and things like that, and you used to go and play as you did as a kid, you know, with the next door neighbour, bully the next door neighbour and things like that.
What kind of stuff did you get up to out of the game?
Well, the next door neighbours were, in fact, most of the kids down there were boys.
Right.
There was only our family of three girls, two girls at that time, but we used to go and play with the boys, and we used to play, like you do, soldiers.
That's right.
And we never knew whether it was just because we were girls, but we always won.
Yeah. Did men let you win? Or
yeah, I don't know if they let us win. No, we were pretty tough. I think living around the area where there was boys there, you had to be pretty tough.
You played cowboys and Indians?
No. No, it wasn't.
I'm going back a couple of decades.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the lads was really into cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, all right.
But he was outvoted every single time we were going to play soldiers. And we had our little wooden rifles,
yeah,
if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
If you didn't have a little wooden rifle, then you had a stick. Mm. And that's how you'd play. You'd be going in and out of the hills. And I can. Got very fond memories of Delph Road. Mm. It's the Silver Jubilee parties down there.
Yeah.
Ed Street parties, everything.
So your year of birth was?
1964.
64, right in the middle of the 60s. Right in the middle.
Oh,
the middle,
yeah, right in the 60s, area. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, you used to get your penny for your pocket money.
Penny?
A penny.
You get a lot for a penny, I suppose. Well,
I say at Ashes Sweet Shop, you used to get a lot. There was just these jars of sweets, and you'd come away with a couple of bagfuls of sweets, half of which you'd have eaten by the time you got home.
Yeah, right. Where was the sweet shop?
It was on Chapel Lane there, where the allotments are, the first house next to the allotments.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old couple that used to run it just in the house. So I must have been small at the time, because you used to go in and the counter was up here, sort of thing, you know, nose height, and it was, you were looking over at all the jars.
Yeah.